All right, guys, so this is going to be kind of a two-parter. I want to share some stuff with you that I've been working on the last week and a half or so on just working on my worth, my self-worth, and my value that I bring to this world, that I bring to others. And so I'm hoping that through my growth and my understanding, I'm hoping I can help others, because I see the comments that people are struggling with the same thing. Unless I've always been a person that let's do this stuff together. Let's help each other out. I love helping people. That's what fills my cup up, is helping others and loving on others. And yet I don't love on myself. And that's what that's what this whole thing is for, is trying to figure that out and be a better person. So I think this video is just going to kind of be more of just kind of setting this up, and then kind of giving you guys some points, but just to kind of go give you a little history of myself. I've said it, you know, you can watch some of my videos, you kind of understand where I am. Sorry for standing. It's just been a very trying day for me mentally, because of where I'm at, and just very anxious today. Just going through, very emotional, you can see I'm just kind of using my hands, so I apologize. So I just want to stand up. But you guys have kind of seen about, you know, me a little bit. I'm really hard on myself. I've lived my life with zero self-esteem, zero confidence. I wrote down, you know, a few weeks ago, you know, my strengths and weaknesses, and I had like 26 or 27 strengths, and I had like 5 weaknesses, and those 5 weaknesses just exploded off the page and were just so powerful and so damning, you know, and they could be so painful to myself and to others. And those are things like just negative self-talk, just fear, jealousy, doubt in relationships, feeling not good enough in relationships, feeling that you want to find somebody else because they're better looking, because they're taller, because they can do this, because they can do that, because whatever. And instead of looking at me, I'm uniquely made by God, that I'm worthy of anyone's love. And you know what, if that person doesn't see that and doesn't love me, even my faults, I probably, you know, any of us, we probably shouldn't be with that person if they can't accept that and want to love those and help each other grow through those. Because at the end of the day, we can do all the self-work and we can have all this self-awareness and understanding of each other's and love each other, we're still going to be an imperfect, flawed person. And that's okay. We have to be okay with that. And the other person has to be okay. You're never going to walk into a relationship and each of you are going to be perfect. Like, you've got it figured out. There's going to be no drama. There's going to be no issues, no whatever. But there are things in your relationship that can hinder things that, you know, you can work on and strengthen and make better so that it doesn't become a problem. And but there's going to be times when you have setbacks. There's going to be times where, you know, you're just going to have a setback, you know, and your person has got to love you through that and care for you through that and put their arm around you and hug you and say, I got you. We're going to be okay. We're going to grow through this. Because if you've got that type of relationship, you're already growing with each other anyway, just be how you treat each other. And if you're not with a person like that, where you can grow with and you can be vulnerable with, then you have to look and say, why can't I? Why can't I be that person? Because again, like I said, I'm not going to come and I'm not going to be perfect. But damn it, I'm going to be way better. I'm going to be stronger. I'm going to be better to myself. I'm going to be better to you. I'm just going to be a better man. I want that. I don't want to continue through this life like this anymore. I refuse. I've just been stagnant. I've been very blessed. I've been very blessed with my job, with the things I've got to do, or things I get to do, and the things I've done over the years that the things I've blessed others, and I just don't see it. I just don't. I sit there and just think that I can do more. Well, if I was better at this, if I was smarter, if I was whatever. And I just don't sit and enjoy it. I just don't be, and I just am not, I'm not present. And so, as I've said in, you know, in a previous video about men changing, and, you know, how stubborn and hard-headed we are, and I get that, and we are, but a man will change when he sees that it's worth it to them, when he sees that he can grow, when it inspires him, when he can care for it, and at the end of the day, it's something he doesn't want to lose. It's not an option to lose that person. You just can't. You can't lose them. And so you fight, you do what you need to do, you face demons that you don't want to face, and you kick the shit out of them, and you move on, and you get better. And I just want to become everything that I always know that I could be. And when I'm that way, you know, things are so much easier in life. I mean, life's hard enough, but I make it hard sometimes just by my negativity and beating myself up and doing things. So anyway, I'm rambling on. I apologize, but in this next video, I'll kind of go through. I have my notes here, so I hope you guys don't mind. So again, I hope that you guys can relate to this, can identify to this, we can grow through this. So in the next one, we'll come back and we'll go through some points. So.